Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome into ABQ Connect and the Power Ford Studios, Faith Family Ford, Power Ford. ABQ Connect is blessed today to have a special guest with us, Dr. Chris Thurman. Welcome to Albuquerque and New Mexico and ABQ Connect.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be with you.
Well, I know it's a little awkward sometimes holding on the phone, but we do appreciate your time. And we're here to talk to you about your book, your updated, revised 30th anniversary edition of The Lies We Believe. And this is a book that I was familiar with. I read through it about 8 years ago, and then seeing some of the updates and the way that you talk about the fact that whether we realize it or not, we all believe different lies, and these things take a toll on us. So I'm excited to talk with you today. Let's get right to it. You say, Doctor, that the vast majority of us go through life unaware that we view things, that the way we view things is significantly at odds with how God views reality. Can you explain that to us? How can we become more aware?
Well, I do think we struggle quite a bit with not seeing reality accurately. I think that's a condition common to man, and that we don't realize how inaccurate our view is. I think the way to become more aware is certainly first and foremost to be in the Word of God and studying truth and letting God realign our thoughts with how He sees things. And so first and foremost, we have a book of truth. And we need to dedicate ourselves to learning more about what it says. And then be humble enough to be willing to admit when we have been off base in how we perceive things.
Doctor, when you reading your material that comes along with your book and your promotion of it, there's various statements in it about challenging people to use their brains. Is that something you found in your career is difficult to do? And is it difficult to get believers to use their brains?
Well, it is difficult to get everybody to use their minds. You know, we're told to love God with all of our mind. And I think a lot of us, I don't mean this meanly about us, but I think a lot of us are rather lazy about using our minds and studying and burning the mental midnight oil. And so it is a challenge, you know, just like on a physical level, it's hard to get people to put the time and energy into working out. I think there's a mental parallel. We don't work out mentally very often, and therefore we get a little bit unhealthy in our minds.
You bet. Where do the lies we believe come from?
I think they come from a variety of sources. First, I think it's important to acknowledge that we come into the world with a broken thinker, for lack of a better way to put it, that right out of the gate, we don't, as little ones, see reality accurately. On top of that, not to psychobabble it, but how we're treated growing up can certainly lead us to think inaccurately about ourselves. You know, if we're treated critically or meanly or abusively, we can end up thinking that we're not worthwhile or that we're not worthy of love. Certainly we grow up in a world that has a marketplace of ideas for how to think. And so in the world that we live in, we get a lot of false notions taught to us. And then we have the perpetrator. We've got the father of lies who's out to kill, steal, and destroy, and one of his main tools is to get us to believe things that are not true.
Amen. We are talking with Dr. Chris Thurman, the author of The Lies We Believe, and his newly updated, completely revised 30th anniversary edition. And again, thank you for spending the time with us this afternoon. I especially love this type of topic because your book is very well documented scripturally, but it also takes into account a practical application of that scripture and how our thinking processes can be realigned. And you refer to Romans chapter 12, verse 2, and you say, renew your mind and transform your life. And it seems simple, That's the subheading of your book, The Lies We Believe, Renew Your Mind and Transform Your Life. But something simple is not without challenges and, I'll say, pain. Would that be accurate?
I think so, Jim. I think, you know, you and I both know that a lot of things in life are very simple at the level of the concept or the issue, but are very difficult and complicated in the actual process and application. I love playing golf. You know, I really enjoy playing golf, and there are many concepts about golf that are incredibly simple, but go out there and try to do them. They're really hard. And I think with regards to the renewal of the mind, it's a very simple concept in Scripture. It's a very simple set of teachings about taking thoughts captive and thinking on what's lovely, true, and pure. But again, our mind is working against us, and we find it very difficult to actually apply these simple concepts and principles.
Dr. Thurman, I'm going to play a little bit off of your golf analogy, because the majority of people that I know, including myself, we never practice golf very much. And then we go out maybe once or twice a month, and we are challenged hitting that little white ball in the direction we wish it to go. And then we're frustrated and mad because we can't do it correctly. Somehow we have this idea that we ought to be able to play golf when we don't practice golf. Isn't our faith really the same way? Isn't the way you said exercise our minds and exercise our spiritual relationship with God? Don't we sometimes think the same way? We don't ever communicate with God. We never talk to him. We don't ever read. But somehow we think we ought to know everything about him.
Yeah, I think that's true. To put it a little bit differently, we don't practice the spiritual disciplines very much, but then we think metaphorically we're going to go out there and have a really mature, highly functioning spiritual life.
Mm.
And so it's just kind of a sad thing about us as people that we think we can cut corners and yet be really good at something. And whether we like it or not, golf won't adjust to us, life won't adjust to us, marriage won't adjust to us. You have to put in the work. You have to study to show thyself approved. And if you don't do it, you're going to get the results of a watered-down life and not the existence that God had planned for you.
And on the other hand, you can just have life abundantly if you just apply some of the things that we're going to talk to you about here in our remaining time together. We're going to take a quick break to hear from some of our sponsors, Dr. Chris Thurman, the author of Lies, The Lies We Believe, and it's a completely updated 30th anniversary edition. So stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
Change is inevitable, like the weather. Is your home's heating system ready? Remove dampener, check filter, inspect compartments. Wait, I might have to get up on the roof for all this? Inspect heat changer, shut down furnace, properly clean flame sensor. Wait, how do I do that again? Turn on gas valve and check for leaks. Wait, slow down. Gas leaks? Check pilot assembly tubes. Verify blower compartment door is closed. Ready or not, change is coming. When it does, call Bosque Heating and Cooling at 444-7200. That's 444-7200. We'd love to help.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone. At USPS.com/future.
You found your forever girl, and for the first time, Proverbs 31 makes complete sense. She truly is worth more than rubies. Let John Thomas Jewelers help you find the perfect engagement ring. We have over 2,000 rings in stock to see and try on, the ability to custom make any ring you can dream of, and prices you thought you'd only find online. John Thomas Jewelers at 2440 Louisiana Boulevard on the third floor of the Lewis University Building. Stop in and let us know you're a fellow KNKT listener.
Hello, friends. My name is Brian Allard. I'm the president of America Praise and New Mexico Praise. I want to invite you and your family to join us at the Albuquerque Convention Center on Saturday, November 2nd at 10 a.m. for Convoy of Hope. We would love to partner with you to bless our community with over $1 million worth of goods and services, including free groceries, shoes for kids, haircuts, family portraits, and lunch from Chick-fil-A. No ID required. Visit convoy.org/Albuquerque.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon on ABQ Connect. Dr. Chris Thurman is a psychologist, best-selling author, a popular speaker. His passion is to help people experience personal transformation through the renewing of their minds. Chris is the author of numerous books and has conducted hundreds of seminars for churches and corporations, and he is with us today here on ABQ Connect. Dr. Chris, thank you for staying with us, and let's go right into another question. What is the truth model? And why is that important to understand when you're reading your book, The Lies We Believe?
The truth model, Jim, is the way that I tried to take the biblical challenge of renewing your mind and put it into model form. Mm-hmm. So I came up with, I used the word truth and put it in an acronym. So real quickly, the first T stands for trigger event. And that's where I'm referring to the things that happen to us in life that trigger us, that either wound us or hurt us or stress us. The R stands for ruined thoughts, and that's where in the model that our faulty views of reality come into play as the filter that we look at life through.
Mm-hmm.
The U stands for unhealthy response, and that's where we tend to respond emotionally and behaviorally in ways that are not healthy or appropriate. The second T is truthful thoughts, and that's where we need to develop the mind of Christ and think on what's lovely, true, pure, and worthwhile rather than the faulty views.
Mm-hmm.
And the H stands for healthy response, which means that over time, we may not get there quickly or immediately, but over time, your reaction to life events can become more and more like the one that the Lord had when he was under mistreatment or duress or running into things that were painful for him.
Give us an example in what ways the lies we believe are damaging to ourselves, others, and our sense of God.
Well, If on a personal level you believe the lie that you are worthless, then you go out into the world every day lacking, if you will, the appropriate confidence that you have a place here and that you have been equipped by God with talent and ability and that you can leave the world better off in some way. So faulty thinking about yourself damages the degree to which you go out there and live a healthy life of contribution. Lies about other people lead to either mistreating others because you think that they should, that you're entitled to them meeting all of your needs, which you're not, and therefore you get bitter and resentful toward people. If you believe lies about God, for example, that his love has to be earned, then you can walk around anxious about, you know, having to legalistically be perfect in order to earn the love of God rather than realize that the love of God has nothing to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of his attributes. If you believe lies about life, you know, you can do anything you set your mind to is a lie, then you go out there and you kind of won't stop pursuing things that are above your pay grade, or you settle for too little, you know, in your life. So across the board, faulty thinking, you know, it's the old expression, Jim, garbage in, garbage out.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot think inaccurately and get good results.
Well, I am blessed that you're just going through this very logical, it seems very simple, but I can see, in as a psychologist, you must have seen a lot of people that felt badly about themselves and had the wrong sense of who they were. How common is that?
It's I don't mean this flippantly, but it's incredibly common, and there's not anybody on the planet that doesn't struggle with it. And I would specifically relate it back to shame. There is not a person on the planet that does not struggle with some degree of shame and has bought into the enemy's lie that they are worthless or that they are unworthy of love or that it's not okay to be human and make mistakes. So everybody struggles with shame. People just kind of mask it differently. Some people mask their shame by being, you know, full of themselves and full of bravado and acting like they're God's gift to the planet. And other people, you know, manifest their shame by walking around depressed and hopeless and treating themselves badly.
Dr. Thurman, is there anything that any of us have done in our past or maybe even are doing now, but know that what we've done is wrong and we acknowledge it as sin and we come before the Lord and we receive his forgiveness? Is there anything that he won't clean us from?
My own theology, Jim, is that there is no thing that we can do that God is not willing to forgive and that he will not work on redeeming us and purifying us. My understanding of the unforgivable sin is that it's disbelief in God, that's the one thing God will not forgive, is that we reject him, we reject Christ as our Savior. That's the thing that God can't forgive, if you will, because he can't let people into heaven who have rejected him. But no matter how horrible of an event you have done, a sin you have committed, one of the lies we buy into is that certain things I've done are beyond the forgiveness of God, and that's a lie from the enemy.
Amen. Let me ask you this. I went and saw a pastor teaching here about a month ago, and they started their sermon by saying the most important thing about our faith is that we obey God and his precepts. And I turned to the friend I was with, and I looked, and I said, you know, that's really not the number one thing. The number one thing is that we realize that Jesus died on the cross and sacrificed himself to atone for anything that we have done and will do. And once we receive that free gift of forgiveness, then we can have a relationship, and that's where we actually are empowered with the ability to start obeying what he wants us to do. Would you agree with that?
I do, Jim. I think you and I both know that Scripture emphasizes obedience. There's no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
But and I'm not minimizing that, because that's huge. And a lot of times our relationship with God is not very good because we're just frankly disobedient and we're not repentant. But I'm always drawn to a quote, and I forget if it's by Tozier, A.W. Tozier, or J.I. Packer, but he said, "What comes into your mind when you think about God is the most important thing about you."
Mm.
So I think first and foremost, how you view God is the big item. And if you misperceive who he is, and if you do not truly understand his attributes, then you're going to have a lot harder time obeying him, loving him with all your heart, soul, and strength. So to me, an accurate view of God is the main thing. You know, they say the main thing is to keep the main thing, right?
Right, amen.
Well, the main thing is, what's your view of God? And do you see him for who he really is, or has the enemy pulled the wool over your eyes?
That's a very pointed, great focus. The Lies We Believe by Dr. Chris Thurman. It's a completely revised and updated 30th anniversary edition is what we're talking about this afternoon. Dr. Thurman's going to be with us for a few more segments. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be back with more with Dr. Chris Thurman right after these messages.
Parenting is hard, but God is good. You may wonder if all you are doing for your child and their relationship with Christ is enough. Be encouraged to accomplish the toughest job you'll ever love, the discipleship of your child. You'll be challenged and equipped to train up your children in the fear and instruction of the Lord. Next Generation Ministries presents Discipleship Begins at Home Parents Conference Saturday, September 21st at the Heights Christian Church. Registration and information can be found at thenextgenerationministries.com.
During World War II, the Ten Boom family was willing to stand up to Hitler's Nazis and risk their very lives for their Jewish neighbors. For this, they paid a terrible price. The acclaimed one-woman show about the late Corrie Ten Boom is coming to the Cell Theater in downtown Albuquerque on October 4th and 5th.
I had been standing at that gate many months, living in the shadow of a crematorium.
Call the Cell Theater at 505-766-9412 for times and ticket information. A time to rejoice for the team at Ramos Real Estate. Elaine Ramos is celebrating 5 years as the qualifying broker at Ramos Real Estate and 13 years of serving the community with her professional real estate knowledge. In appreciation, she's offering a $500 client credit towards closing costs. And team member Eleanor Hutt at Waterstone Mortgage is offering an additional $500 towards closing costs for all sales through December 31st, 2019. Take advantage of this wonderful gift.
I am Elaine from Ramos Real Estate. I am so grateful and thank you.
We would like to thank Wilger Enterprises, Bosque Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, and High Desert Hospice for help teeing off the Star 88 Golf Tournament. Register online at star88.fm/golf.
The 2019 Star 88 Golf Tournament, Saturday morning, September 21st, 8 o'clock at Santa Ana Golf Club. This four-person scramble will help Star 88 meet the 2019 budget, while a portion of the proceeds will benefit Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. Enjoy a day filled with golf and giveaways and godly fellowship. Breakfast is provided by Monroe's New Mexican Food. Lunch provided by Chick-fil-A. Sponsors are needed right now, and golfers will receive a discount for signing up early at star88.fm/golf. Our friends at Water Extraction Experts help tee up the Star 88 Golf Tournament.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Psychologist Chris Thurman on the phone with us this afternoon on ABQ Connect. Thank you for staying with us this afternoon, Dr. Thurman. I'm sure you're missing a little bit of a golf game, but we do appreciate you being on the radio with us.
It's my pleasure.
When you get out there on the golf course, are you one of those really serious golfers that can, you know, just, you know, hit it where you want it to go and have an expectation? Because I am not one of those golfers. When I go out there, I actually am able to relax golfing because, one, I don't practice, and, number two, I'm out there just to be out there and have a fun time. If I hit a great shot, it's like an amazing blessing, but it's rarely on purpose.
Well, unfortunately, I'm the kind of golfer who hits it where I don't want it to go. And therefore, I understand the Apostle Paul's lament, that which I don't want to do, I do, and that which I want to do, I don't do. So that's my golf mantra. Over the years, God has helped me, though, to deal with my perfectionism out there, which has made it become more enjoyable over the years. And I've just been able to more lately go out there, enjoy it as a hobby and a sport, and it's been very liberating to deal with my own perfectionism, whether it's on the golf course or in any other area of life.
Well, my biggest problem, Dr. Thurman, is that anything that I have to concentrate on for 4 hours is probably going to require some kind of medication because I do not have an attention span that is that long.
I'm with you. It's hard to concentrate for 5 seconds just to keep your eye on the ball, right?
It sure is. We are talking with Dr. Chris Thurman. He is the author of The Lies We Believe. It is completely revised and updated. The 30th anniversary edition is now available. We have it at Parchments at Calvary. You can find it on Amazon. And where else can they find your book?
Well, pretty much any place where books are sold, and Amazon, certainly, ChristianBooks.com. They can go to any bookseller website and their local bookstore and get it there.
You know, earlier in the broadcast in our last segment, you mentioned that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Do we sometimes think that the enemy is really there to just trip us up a little bit, and we don't really understand the nature of evil?
I think we do, some of us. I think some of us do underestimate the malevolence of the enemy. I think it was C.S. Lewis who talked about you can make two mistakes about the enemy. One is to overestimate him and see him under every rock, and the other is to underestimate him. And I think too many of us don't realize just how dark and nefarious and malicious he is in his efforts to kill, steal, and destroy, and that we war not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual forces of darkness every day, and that we are to put on the armor. And part of the focus, if not the whole focus of my book, is putting on the mental armor so that we can resist the enemy's mental fiery darts that he loves to throw at us.
I want to deviate just a little bit from our list of questions that you helped me with. And I want to talk to you a little bit about a subheading in one of your chapters that says the deadliest lies women believe. And I'm so impressed with how you worded that, because you're not talking about, you're talking about something that could be deadly. Wrong thinking could be really deadly. What are those? What are some of the things women believe that could be deadly?
Well, I want to say first that I wrote that chapter and the Lies Men Believe chapter with great fear and trepidation, because I did not want to stereotype men or women. And I think a lot of men and women both have been very deeply hurt by stereotyping. And in going into these chapters, I did not want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But in my practice, I really have sensed that there are certain ways that men think that women don't struggle with as much, and certain ways that women think that men don't struggle with as much. One of the lies that I think a lot of women believe is that their job in life is to keep and make everybody happy. And I think a lot of women feel very weighed down by that pressure. You know, my children's happiness is all on my shoulders, my spouse's happiness, my friend's happiness. And I think the enemy wants women, and people in general, but women to feel like they are responsible for whether or not people are happy, and they're not. People are happy, people are responsible for their own happiness. It's that simple. And the Lord didn't go around feeling responsible for whether or not his disciples were happy or the Pharisees were happy. And so, my heart breaks for women that feel like they've got the weight of the world on their shoulders when it comes to that particular lie.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. And conversely, what is a lie that men believe that could be deadly in their lives?
Well, I stole this from John Eldridge, his book Wild at Heart, but I think a lie a lot of men buy into is, I don't have what it takes to be a man, that it's not in me. And I really, again, it breaks my heart when I see men in my office who fundamentally have never been affirmed as having what it takes to be a man. And therefore, they walk around feeling like they aren't a man and that they never will become one. And so I talk to the guys about, God has equipped you with everything that you need to be a mature follower man of Christ. What we have to do is mine it out. It's there. You do have it, but we have to develop it. We have to strengthen it. So to me, that's a heartbreaking lie that a lot of men fall into.
What are mental strongholds, and how do we overcome them?
Well, typically when we talk about strongholds, we talk about behavioral strongholds. A sin that has you by the throat that you just can't seem to stop doing. But in the book, I shifted over a little bit to, you can have mental strongholds too. You can have thought a certain way for so long that it has become heavily and deeply embedded in how you think, in how you fundamentally look at the world. And therefore, it's a toxic mental stronghold, and that we are challenged by God and the Word of God to pull down strongholds. And that's where we need to ask God every day, would you help me first identify what they are? Again, one of mine has been perfectionism. And then would you show me how I'm supposed to think about performance, how I'm supposed to think about making mistakes, and filter it the right way? and would you help me over time tear down this false way of thinking that it's not okay to make mistakes and that you need to beat yourself up when you do? And I think God is just delighted to help us, if you will, tear down a toxic mental stronghold and build up a good, biblical, lovely, true, and pure mental way of looking at life.
Dr. Chris Thurman, the author of The Lies We Believe, Renew Your Mind and Transform Your Life. A lot more coming up here. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be back after these messages.
How does KNKT mean business? KNKT is in the business of sharing the gospel. KNKT is also supported by local businesses, who we, in turn, encourage you to support with your patronage. Here's Steve Ryman visiting one such business.
We're in studio with Elaine Ramos from Ramos Real Estate. Elaine, thanks so much for joining us again today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me, Steve.
One of the things we want to touch on today is credit scores. Everyone's an expert, it seems. I'm sure you have plenty of folks show up in your office, and they've probably predetermined whether or not they're at one score or another and how to take care of it. But the truth is, there's so much that you've learned in the years you've done this,
definitely,
that it really benefit them to come talk to you.
That's right, especially with the new abilities to check your credit scores online. Unfortunately, a lot of people use that to determine whether or not they can qualify for a home, but that information is incorrect. And often they'll come with credit score and be concerned they can't get a home. But often that is incorrect, and it's always higher. So definitely we want them to come in and get that check.
Okay, so say you have a decent score, but you're looking for the best loan at the best rate, and you find yourself just a few points away from getting into the next better rate or better package. What do you do at that point?
So there's a program called Rapid Rescore that Eleanor Hutt of Waterstone Mortgage offers, and I'll let Eleanor tell you about it.
Hi, guys. Thank you for allowing me to be here and share some of the tools that we offer that will help you get your credit score raised. I've seen them go up as high as, 10 points to 80 points. So it just depends where you're at, and that's why it's very important to speak with a professional that can tell you exactly where you stand.
And it could be changed in just a matter of days.
Correct. The normal way to get your scores up, you could take up to 2 to 3, 4 months going through a credit repair company, whereas the Rapid Rescore is a matter of days.
Wow. Elaine, if folks want to find out more about this, I know you've got an easy way for them to catch up with you.
You bet. If they can call me at 505-379-6845 or at my website at RamosRealEstateNM.com.
To hear your business featured on KNKT, email advertise@knkt.com.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Dr. Chris Thurman, the author of The Lies We Believe, Renew Your Mind and Transform Your Life, is with us today on ABQ Connect. Dr. Thurman, again, thanks for being here with us. I wanted to have a little fun in our second half hour. I'm going to ask people that are listening that if they have a question for you, and this, of course, is with your permission as well, we'd love people to call in and ask a question about, maybe they have some self-perception or something that they've believed for a long time, and you've somehow triggered them in our conversation. And I want to make it fun because Casting Crowns is coming to Albuquerque, the Santa Ana Star Center, on October 4th. I've got 2 tickets for you if you want to call in and talk with Dr. Thurman on the air today. We'd love for you to call. We'd love Dr. Thurman to have an opportunity to share his heart and the knowledge that he's accumulated over many, many years. He's a practicing psychologist and an author and a speaker. And while we're waiting on some calls, I'm going to ask you the next question. Is there a difference between lies we believe about ourselves and lies we believe about life?
Well, there is. I try to distinguish those 2 categories in the book. Again, back to the shame issue, I think typically the lies we believe about ourselves have a lot to do with shame. And again, the idea that I'm worthless, the idea that I'm unworthy of love. Lies we believe about life, I separated that out in the book because I think we get a lot of input from pop psychology and motivational speakers that are kind of propagating these lies that are common in our culture. An example would be you can do anything you set your mind to is a lie that we believe about life that comes from a lot of motivational psychology. And I'm not trying to rain on anybody's parade, nor would I go the other direction of lowering the ceiling too low over people's potential. But the truth of the matter is you can't do anything you set your mind to because there are finite limits to your intellect, talent, ability, and so on. For example, just on a physical level, I could set my mind to running the 100-yard dash in 10 seconds, but I'm never going to do it. You have to time me with a calendar. You know, that's how slow I am. And all the positive thinking in the world isn't going to make that change. So I think we have to be careful not to be in the world and of it when we come to buying these ideas that sound nice and scratch our itching ears, is how Scripture would put it, but are just fundamentally untrue.
Well, I remember going back, there's a chapter 13 is called No Gain Without Pain. And as soon as I read that, I thought back to my years as a basketball player at the University of New Mexico, because my basketball coach said that repeatedly 40 times a practice. No gain without pain. And we were, of course, running, and everything we did in practice was a massive exaggeration of anything that we would ever face in a game. So you would get into a game, and the games were easy. There was almost no scenario that you weren't prepared for. But those practices were absolutely brutal. But it kind of goes along with the same thing you're talking about. It's really not brutal to spend some time in the Word. It's not really painful to sit down and understand, you know, get yourself involved with a Bible study, have a conversation over coffee with somebody about the Word. When you talk about this, I'm sure you're not asking people to consider these lies they believe in a vacuum or by themselves, acting as an island. People really need to be involved in fellowship, don't they?
They do. And I appreciate your kind of identifying that one particular truth that I go into. So a couple of thoughts. One, if you really do have to grow up enough in your view of reality to realize that the issue isn't that you can avoid suffering. The issue is, which kind do you want? Do you want the kind of suffering that comes from doing hard basketball practices so that you're ready for the game? Would you like that kind of suffering, which would be wise of you? Or do you want the kind of suffering that's going to come from not doing hard practices to where you just get blasted during the game? So there's no non-suffering path, is what I'm trying to drive home in that chapter. Mm-hmm. It's choose the kind of suffering that leads you to be better off, that leads you to progress. Don't go the suffering route that leads to regression and not being ready for the next challenge, the next game. But yes, in the context of renewing our mind, we absolutely have to be in iron sharpening iron relationships with each other. And that's why we're really blessed when we have a coach, as long as they don't overdo it and shame us, when they push us, when they try to get all out of us that they can get. I'm reminded of the movie Hoosiers, which is one of my favorites. And, you know, Gene Hackman in that movie was really pushing the kids to really do some tough workouts to where the game, like you said, wasn't any big deal. They were ready, and they were going to play well. And so it's a very inspiring film, and I think it's a life lesson in terms of, yeah, we need people to push us. We need people to get out of us all that we can be, but we don't want to get over our skis and act like, you know, everybody's destined to play in the NBA someday, because not everybody is.
Amen to that. Yeah, I remember the speech that my coach used to make to me is, Jim Williams, you cannot run, you cannot shoot, you cannot dribble. I don't even know why we gave you a scholarship.
But
we've got to find a way to win. That's how he would, every time he would get on somebody's case, he would always, we've got to find a way to win. And I think in his own way, he was trying to direct us all to the team and dependence on one another, and trying to put us in our place. And I noticed when I went to I went out to San Diego to the Marine base there, a lot of the training in the military was kind of similar to what I experienced on the basketball court. They try to break you down as an individual so that you become dependent upon the team. And I'm not making that point because it's associated with anything we're talking about, but the lies that we believe are things that we actually believe. These are not things we just make up and hope they're right. Am I wrong about that? These are things that people actually base their life on.
Yeah, they actually, the way the Bible might put it is they've exchanged the truth for a lie. So yes, people do actually believe, as have I, certain things that are untrue. You know, I have believed most of my life that you should be perfect, or that you have to have everybody's love and approval, or that it's easier to avoid problems than to face them. And those were actually true in my head until I got more deeply in the Word, let the Holy Spirit have more influence over my thoughts, and began to reject anything that did not square up with Scripture and really move in the direction of the truth actually coming back to being the truth.
Fantastic. Dr. Thurman, I'm hoping you can stay with us for two more segments. We need to take another break and thank our sponsors. The Lies We Believe, Renew Your Mind and Transform Your Life. The new updated 30th anniversary edition by Dr. Chris Thurman is our topic today on ABQ Connect. We'll be back with more right after these messages.
Gonset Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury. Don't ignore the pain and discomfort any longer. Schedule a consultation today at gonsted-nm.com or 505-884-8584.
G'day to you, it's Joel and Luke here from the band for King Country with some thrilling news.
This fall, we'd like to personally invite you to Burn the Ships of the World Tour in Albuquerque, New Mexico on October 19th at Tingley Coliseum.
It's going to be quite a night of music and stories. It's just going to be you and us. We'll be taking the stage at the top of the show. And in honor of Burn the Ships, the production design will be inspired by the bow of a ship, making it the most elaborate but intimate night you've experienced with us yet.
And we'll also be playing more music than ever before. Every song from our latest album, as well as many of your favorites, such as Fix My Eyes and Priceless. Fix My Eyes.
So we cannot wait to embark on this voyage with you.
Join us October 19th at Tingley Coliseum. Reserve your seats right now at forkeencountry.com.
We would like to thank Southern Boulevard Automotive, Maestas Development Group, and Petrie Buick GMC and Kia for helping tee up the Star 88 Golf Tournament. Register online at star88.fm/golf.
Relationships are one of God's most precious gifts to us. Hi, I'm Bob Lapine. Each day on Family Life Today with Dennis Rainey, we look at what Jesus described as the two most important commandments, loving God and loving each other, especially in our family relationships. Join us each weekday on KNKT-FM for Family Life Today to develop godly marriages and families that change the world one home at a time.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
If you are listening this afternoon and you would like to attend the Casting Crowns concert, which will be held at the Santa Ana Star Center October 4th here in Albuquerque, please give us a call this afternoon at 505-338-5790. If you have a question for Dr. Chris Thurman, the author of The Lies We Believe, be a great time to call, get some tickets to a concert. Dr. Thurman, you're so gracious to spend this much time with us. I know you said earlier qualifying the sections about how men and women differ, but I want to ask you the question directly. How do men and women differ from the lies they believe about themselves?
Oh, that's a great question, Jim. I'll go to a different form of faulty thinking. I think a lot of times women will fall into another lie that, and it's very much emphasized in our culture that external beauty is more important than internal beauty. And I think a lot of women get pounded with that to where they you know, fall into focusing way too much on, again, how they look externally rather than developing a beautiful internal spirit. So I do think that's another way that women think that isn't, not that men don't care about their appearance or can't be vain with the best of them, but women tend to, you know, get treated that way in our culture and therefore can really walk around feeling bad about themselves if they're not model good looking. Another lie that women can fall into is that it's not okay to speak my mind and have my own voice. I think a lot of the misogyny that's been true in our world has tended to kind of quiet women down and basically tell them to not have an opinion or not express it. And I think a lot of times, you know, women are just very afraid to truly say what they think, and especially if they're going to get an angry reaction. So I think those are a couple of lies that the women fall into.
Mm-hmm.
On the male side, I think sometimes men fall into the idea that it's not manly to feel scared or sad or hurt, and therefore they opt for feeling angry, and therefore they kind of cut off the emotions like sadness and feeling hurt that understandably they feel fairly often, but they think that's being weak, that that's not a manly man. And another lie that men believe that I think is problematic is I can do it by myself. I can be a self-made man. I can pull myself up by my own bootstraps. And therefore, a lot of men go through life isolating, not really getting out there and fellowshipping with other men and doing it together and iron sharpening iron. So those are some thoughts about the differences.
You know, this is going to be a real deviation from script here, but I can't help but think about this. We had our President Donald Trump visit our city on Monday, and he did a rally. And when you go up to the arena, you could see all the protesters outside. And I knew a lot of the people just because they're good people. They're taking a stand on what they think. But then you go inside and you see the Republican side. I don't know a lot of those folks too. And they're taking a stand, and they have what I would kind of categorize as strongholds. I've had a number of business people in the studio and talking to me, and I've said, look, you hire people of all different political views, religious faiths, people of no faith, and you all work for a common goal for the profitability of a company. And it seems to work like clockwork. Everybody's got a good job. They all get paid. They have a like mind about their task. They can talk about their differences and not have a big deal. But we can't seem to do that with the organizations we've established to run our country. You have any ideas how we could break this down and give permission for people to start working together?
Well, let me say, Jim, that I share your concern. For some reason, I have gotten more politically minded over the last few years. And I have been more disturbed by the bile and the venom that different that people of different persuasions have toward each other, that the discourse is very rarely civil anymore. It's very rarely respectful. And I don't want to sound defeated about it, but I do think a lot of times people do not have ears to hear, and therefore conversations between Democrats or Republicans and liberals and conservatives can be what I would call conversations of the deaf. And it's very upsetting to me that we can't engage or won't engage in iron sharpening iron discussions where we can commit to each other that we're going to work together to head more toward the real truth, not our slanted perspective on the truth. Even how people view President Trump, you know, there's a real huge gap between people who think very well of him and think people who think poorly of him. And so it's a scary time in our country, and you know, it's very rare to see somebody have a truly respectful, civil, come let us reason together kind of perspective about things.
Yeah. Well, as a practicing psychologist, I'm sure you've received a lot of feedback about your book. 30 years old since the original edition came out?
Yeah, it came out in 1989. Mm-hmm. And I have gotten a lot of feedback, and it's always encouraging to me because people are very nice to say, you know, Chris, this really helped me, and I didn't realize that certain things were a lie that you said were, and I hadn't lined up certain scriptures to overcome that lie. That was helpful. And the opportunity to take 30 years of subsequent clinical practice and study and reading and put it into the new edition was a big blessing to me. There are 12 new chapters in the book. Every chapter that made it from the old edition has been completely revamped. And the content, I hope, is much better. The writing style, I hope, has improved. But it's really exciting to have it out there, and I'm hoping people will take to it.
The Lies We Believe, Renew Your Mind and Transform Your Life by Dr. Chris Thurman is the book we're talking about. We have one more segment left with you, Doctor. Please stay with us. Back with more right after these messages.
No matter what, your system is going to break.
Are you kidding me?
When it does, give Bosque Heating and Cooling a call.
Perfect.
That's 444-7200. Whatever it is, Bosque is just a call away. 444-7200. Yeah. That's their number, 444-7200, or visit www.ourhouseishot.com. That's www.ourhouseishot.com.
By the time I was 15, I was in an abusive relationship, and by the time I was 16, I was married and pregnant. And so I had my first son when I was 17.
Sherry Rigby didn't see much hope in life. When she hit rock bottom, she cried out to God.
I started saying, you know, God, if you're really there, if you really exist, I need you. He heard me and saw me in that moment again, and he came to my rescue.
Sherry surrendered her heart to Jesus. Today, she's a movie actress, and she shares with other people how Jesus can rescue them, too, from sin. Billy Graham spent his life sharing that very same message.
No matter what sin anybody has ever committed in history, if we truly repent, God will forgive. He has to forgive because His Word says so.
There's more at findpeacewithgod.net from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Dr. Chris Thurman visiting with us this afternoon on ABQ Connect. Among the books he has written, The Lies We Believe, Renew Your Mind and Transform Your Life. He has completely revised and updated it. It's the celebration of its 30th anniversary, and I love it. I didn't get all the way through it, but I really want to thank you for writing it, and it's just a really big encouragement, and I so appreciate the time and the effort. I can't imagine all that goes into the experience and the writing process and editing, but it's great, and we really appreciate you doing it.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate you saying that.
Hey, y'all have a lot of other things going on, too. You've got, you're a public speaker. You speak around the country. How can people get in touch with you? You have a website, I understand.
Yeah, I've got a website if people want to find out more about what I'm up to. It's drchristhurman.com, and they can go to that website and see what trouble I'm getting into around the country and all that kind of stuff.
What advice do you have for someone who is having a hard time discovering and believing the truth?
I would encourage them to not give up. I would want them to have compassion for themselves. In this day and age, you know, it's pretty rare for us to have compassion for ourselves. We're going through life in a struggling way. I would want them to rededicate to studying the Word of God as a lamp unto their feet, and that God is very much ready, willing, and able to help take the truth in Scripture and help it to become truly true in our innermost being. I would encourage people to not do it as a solo individual, but to be with others and make sure that they are doing it in larger group settings so that they can get support and encouragement, especially when they begin to grow weary or discouraged. And I would just encourage people that, you know, the Bible is not kidding around when it says the truth can set you free, and that you have to do your part. God's not going to do the work for you, but he's going to do his part. And if we can co-labor with God, if we can study and pray and fellowship and memorize and meditate on Scripture, and then, you know, God does his part, and I think our lives can be better. And I don't promise people the moon because, you know, there's always the war between your flesh and your spirit. But I don't think we have to settle for the lies we typically settle for. And I would want people to raise the bar about the kind of life they can have.
Dr. Thurman, we have a couple minutes left, so I'm going to ask you really one more question. Tell us about people pleasers, and why do so many people make a big deal about getting everyone else's approval?
Well, I'm going to have to admit to that's another one of my big-time struggles is I just feel like I've spent my whole life overly concerned about whether or not people liked me or approved of me, and thus have fallen into what the Bible calls the fear of man, you know, worrying about that, mm-hmm. playing to the crowd. So I think I think a lot of us do battle that. I think we understandably want approval and acceptance from others, but that's different from it becoming a god, an idol, and us being in bondage to it. So I would encourage everybody, hey, it's a normal thing to want acceptance. It's a normal thing to want approval, but be careful not to let it become more important to you than God, and please keep trying to play, as they say, to the audience of one, which is God, and be willing to risk that the crowd may not only reject you, but even be hostile, you know, that you don't care about what they think. And I don't mean that meanly, but, you know, the Lord himself, the Pharisees said, "Teacher, we know you're a man of integrity and that you're not here for man's approval." And I thought, you know, that's an incredibly important verse, is that he did not come down here to please man, but to please his Father. So I think that's an important paradigm shift that we need to have in life.
Dr. Chris Thurman and his book, updated book, The Lies We Believe, Renew Your Mind and Transform Your Life. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon. We appreciate you being with us. The book is available through most common distribution and here at Parchments on the campus of Calvary Albuquerque. Go out and pick up a copy, 300 plus pages, and I think you'll be very encouraged to read this book. And I want to remind everybody that you need to get out and register for the Star 88 Golf Tournament. I know Dr. Thurman's a golfer. I don't know if we can get him out here for this tournament, but it's going to be held on September 21st at the Santa Ana Golf Club. The cost is $125 per golfer, and we need golfers. We got all kinds of sponsors. It's going to be a fun time. It's going to raise money for our sister station, Star 88, and help the Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. So, Dr. Thurman, one last word for us. Thanks again for being with us.
Well, I appreciate you having me, Jim. Thank you so much.
Well, we're going to have more on ABQ Connect tomorrow. We hope you'll stay with us. Again, just enjoy this time so much for our listeners. Hope you are encouraged. And tomorrow we're going to be back with more, 1 o'clock to 2. Thanks for being with us on ABQ Connect.
Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.